I'm Rex Nelson. As a native Arkansan, I take pride in our state's natural beauty. And as someone who has been in all 75 counties, I've seen how prevalent litter is across our state. It's time for people to clean up our state for those who live here and to enhance Arkansas's image for those wanting to visit. Let's clean up Arkansas. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to do your part and get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home, the voice of Bomber football is Classic Hits 101.7.
And we're back here and just, I guess we'll call it west of Hot Springs, Arkansas for Lake Hamilton versus Mountain Home. We are about ready for the opening kickoff for some 6A West football. Opening kickoff tonight is brought to you by United Country Realty. Serving the Ozarks, our team includes agents located all across Arkansas and Missouri. Give United Country Realty a call today. As we just saw, coin toss, Mountain Home won the toss and is going to elect to defer to the second half. That means we'll get to choose if we want the ball in the second half, which we will take it. We will be kicking off to Lake Hamilton. Lake Hamilton will receive the ball going left to right on our dial. Tonight, as you're listening, Mountain Home will be kicking off and we'll be going right to left on offense. Hey, as you're listening to the game and watching on Bomber Sports Network, leave us some comments. Give us a shout-out. Text us. We love to know where you're listening from. We love to hear our mistakes, too. People are real good about that.
I like to point that out.
We love it. Continue bringing it to us. We hope to make you feel like you're at the game tonight, and we love having fun with you. We're glad you're joining us on Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7. As we get ready for some football, Mountain Home has teed the ball up. Kelso Hott's going to take his 7-yard step back behind the 40-yard line. The official's going to put the ball in play with a whistle.
Darren Owens and Caleb Rouse back to receive.
And here we go. Kelso's going to come up, and he's going to put a foot on the ball. And it's going to be a nice little short kick, and it's going to be fair caught at the 31-yard line. That's where Lake Hamilton will take their first possession of tonight. We'll see if the Bomber defense can start with us here.
You kind of wonder with how that kick was placed, if they almost don't want to kick it deep to some of their return guys there. I wonder if they've had some success on special teams there for Lake Hamilton.
Looks like Lake Hamilton's going to get the ball at the 32-yard line, just shy of the 32. Lake Hamilton's going to break the huddle. They're going to set up in shotgun, not their traditional wing tee that they're set up in. Hurley's going to be in shotgun. He's going to take the snap. Snap's going to be high. It's going to be a quick pass out. Mountain Home with a nice key. Nice play by Barrett Miller for a loss of 2, maybe 3 yards right here. Great job. Lake Hamilton going to come out with a quick pass. Barrett Miller all over that one.
Miller just jumps on him right as he catches the ball. Good job there by the sophomore.
Second down and 12, Lake Hamilton. They are going to want to run the clock tonight. We're going to have some time in between as Mountain Home goes quick, and we usually have to get in a hurry.
We're not going to know what to do with all this downtime, Brad. This is unlike us.
Trying to catch up, and people are asking, how am I going to talk? But now we're going to have some time tonight, looks like, with Lake Hamilton. Play clock down to 20. Lake Hamilton going to set up in shotgun again. Once again, not their traditional wing tee. They're going to have two receivers to the left, one to the right. Going to be a snap, going to be a quarterback keeper up the middle. Mountain Home snuffs it out. Hurley's going to be able to get back right to maybe the line of scrimmage. Great play there by Mountain Home's number 50.
Eli Jones.
He had a big night the last time I saw him against Harrison. And tonight, right there for the tackle, it was Eli.
Eli doing a good job just flying the football right there. Saw the quarterback take that step forward, and he just shot right at him. Good job there by Eli.
You know, seeing some different guys on the line. Aaron Martin from Mountain Home going to get on the line. Number 97, big guy down there. We haven't seen much from him on the line this year. Aaron's down there. Mountain Home looks like they got 4 down linemen. They're going to put Eli Jones back at middle linebacker, which is something different that we've seen. Now we're in a traditional wing tee. Hurley sets a man in motion. He goes back. He's going to throw out of it. Dover gets around the corner, almost gets him. He continues to fight back. Hurley's getting chased out. Throws it over the middle. Passes short at the 50-yard line. Drop. That's going to bring up 4th down and 9. Lake Hamilton going to have to punt. Dover, good job getting to the quarterback. Just not able to get him down, but flushed him out and made a bad pass.
You know, we've seen Dover do that a couple times this season. He comes off the line so hard and so fast. He just flies sometimes all the way by the quarterback. He's got so much momentum going forward. He starts timing that right. He's going to rock that guy's ear hole.
He is. Going to be right. 4th down and 9 with 10:27 left in the first quarter. Lake Hamilton in a punting situation. That's one stop that Mountain Home needed and was able to get on the first one.
They've moved over there to the middle of the punt block, it looks like, for Yeah, trying to break through.
Barrett Miller got through there, almost got it blocked. The kick is going to bounce. Mountain Home's going to run away from it. We're going to let it continue to bounce down. It's going to travel down to the 27-yard line of Mountain Home. That's where we will get the ball for our first offensive possession. Good first possession there by the Bombers.
That's exactly what you want from your defense there. You know, big three and out. Good job there. Hats off. We didn't see a whole lot of that last week. And, you know, and I think this is going to be the telltale sign tonight. What is the offense going to do?
We were going to go quick, I can promise you that, right?
I'll let you take it from here.
That's right. Let's get our breath here. Kay's going to start in shotgun from the 27-yard line, first and 10 Mountain Home. He's going to move Hubbard to his right. Cade's going to take the snap. It's going to be a fake handoff to Hubbard. He's going to keep the ball off the middle. He's going to drive his feet. He's going to move the pile. He's going to get down to the 33-yard line, 32-yard line of Mountain Home. Nice 4-yard gain to start the possession for Mountain Home. They're going to give him 5. It's going to be second down and give him 6. They keep moving it forward.
Love the fake there. I think he had everybody in the stadium faked out, including me.
Second down and 4, Mountain Home. Cade going to be with trips to his left and Hubbard to his left. Take the snap. Going to be a quick pass to the outside. Nice. He's going to hit number 2, Carter Adkins. Good to see him involved in the pass game this early. To the 41-yard line for a Mountain Home first down.
Tell you, Carter's hands this season as a sophomore have just been tremendous. He's really, really been a good go-to target for Cade.
We're going to set up quick on the ball again. Now we're going to move trips to the right side. Cade's going to get in shotgun. He's going to have Hubbard behind him. Now he's going to move him to his right. Cade takes a snap. It's going to be a handoff to Hubbard to the short side of the field. Hubbard's patient, takes that first hit. We got a looks like a flag thrown right here on the play. I don't know if it's going to be a fake. Oh, they're going to looks like they're going to call holding.
Yeah, I think they're going to call that on Nate Henderson right there. He got that outside hand on him just a little bit. Looked like he just barely got caught.
So, indeed, it looks like the call is going to be holding on Mountain Home. That's going to be a 10-yard penalty from the spot foul. We will get to go first down, though, again. It's going to move us back to the 30-yard line.
In Nate's defense, you know, you teach that way. You get those hands inside, and unfortunately, when he got on that outside, his hand was exposed there.
Farmers and Merchants Bank is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally a bank in your corner. Go Bombers. Trips to the right. Cade's going to take the snap. Fake the handoff. Going to be a quick pass out to Jet Hannaford. Jet is going to drop the ball. It's going to go right through his hands. Bombers try to set up a quick wide receiver screen out there. Jet was kind of looking forward where he wanted to go before he hauled that pass in.
Yeah, you kind of wonder. Cade kind of pulled that handoff out a little bit, and he almost kind of threw a little bit of a duck over there. Wasn't your typical Yates pass.
Kind of looked like an RPO maybe, and he saw something he liked. 9:16 left here in the first quarter. Cade's looking at Coach Ackland over there to get his call. We're going to have Corwin Morris out on the left here. We got Trips on the right side with Hubbard to the left of Yates. Yates takes a snap from the 30. He's going to look. We got a man. He's throwing deep. The pass is batted down. Batted down. Good play there by Lake Hamilton as he got through the line. He was not able to get to Yates, but he got on it and was knocked that ball down.
Yeah, you got that middle linebacker coming on a little bit of a delayed blitz. That's number 10 there, Hagan Tyler for Lake Hamilton, and just able to bat that one down.
I didn't see down the field. Did Cade have a man?
I didn't see. I was so watching the blitz to see if we'd pick it up, and we didn't, so I missed downfield.
Looks like we have a little bit of stoppage in play here. Like Hamilton had to run a man off. I don't know if he's injured. They got him set, and the referee puts the play in motion here. Cade is waiting. Now we're waiting to see. Now they're going to give him – what we got going on? I guess they're giving him an official substitution since he had to come out because of equipment malfunction here. Third down and 20 right here from the 21 from the Mountain Home 30-yard line. Cade's going to have twin receivers to his left, twin to his right. Hubbard's going to step to his left. Now the officials are trying to figure out what's going on. They forgot they were at a football game. Now they counted and they said 11, 12 is more than 11. They're going to run one guy off.
Referee helped them get the right men.
Coach Ackland's over there going, wait, they had illegal men on the field. Why are we letting this happen here? Now we're going to bring another one back on. Math, obviously not a strong suit here in Lake Hamilton at Hot Springs. What are we trying to figure out?
I don't know. Math is hard.
Math is hard. The numbers add up. All right. Now we're set. Here we go. We got two receivers to the right, two to the left. Third down and 21. Kay's going to take the snap. We're going to hit. It's going to be an outside pitch to Milburn. Milburn's going to dive and incomplete pass. So both teams are going to end up punting in their first possession. Mountain Home was able to get a first down. But the penalty kind of set them back. Going to bring up fourth down and 21 from our own 30-yard line as Brantley Phillips comes in to punt the ball.
The penalty hurt him there. That definitely was the drive killer on that one.
Yeah, we had some some momentum there. I was just getting some text here. It looked like that Lake Hamilton's players didn't have knee pads in, so that's why he had to come out of the game. So Mountain Home, after the first possession, is going to end up with a punt right here with 9:06 in the first quarter. The snap is back. Snap is good. The kick is up. The kick is a great punt by Brantley. Lake Hamilton's going to come up and field it. Number three is going to get past the man. He's going to get to the outside. He's going to run out of bounds and in Mountain Home territory at the 46-yard line. Good punt, but number three was able to get the ball. That's Darren Owens. He's able to get in Mountain Home territory. Lake Hamilton will start their second drive there.
Darren Owens, a sophomore there. Boy, he jumped out of bounds real quick, didn't he? I don't think he saw
He saw number five coming at him. He was like, yeah, I don't know about that.
He didn't want any part of that.
So here's Lake Hamilton's second drive of the first quarter. 8:57 left in the quarter. 0-0 game. Lake Hamilton now back in their traditional wing T set. They're going to have a couple different running backs back there. The handoff's going to be inside to number 44. That's who we talked about, Hayden Barton. You're going to hear his name a lot. He is a big boy, 5'11", 193, rumbling through the middle for a two-yard game down to the 44-yard line.
Big Rula in the play on that one. We talked about him quite a bit last week. He did a great job last week.
Yeah, undersized kind of linebacker, but sticks his nose in there and makes a play. Good job by him to get in there and make that tackle on Barton.
It's interesting that they came out and weren't in the wing tee and then, you know, second – possession, they automatically go back to it, and obviously the bread and butter.
Yeah, that's where they're back now. It's going to be second down and 8 from the 44. Hurley going to be under center. He's going to send a man in motion. Going to be handoff inside the 44 again. Barton, there's the big man. That's what we have to worry about is that inside handoff. But he's able to get tracked down after he gets first down yardage all the way down into almost the red zone at the 20-yard line of Mountain Home.
That big old boy, he turned, you know, what he's trying to do there is stiff arm off of Barrett to use his momentum to go in. Barrett slung him down, man. He goes, it's not going to get punked like that.
Yeah, at least we didn't let a score up right there. Going to be first and 10, Lake Hamilton from the Mountain Home 20-yard line. Hurley under center, assessing the defense, calling out a play. Everybody's checking their wristband to see what play we're going to have. Hurley takes the snap. Another inside handoff. Barton, they like that inside handoff. That's where it's been going all the time right here. Barton has had three carries this drive, and he's been able to get them down deep into Mountain Home territory.
What makes that so difficult to defend there, Brad, is if you've got to check and make sure that one of those guys crossing in motion don't have the ball before you can pursue down inside. So it makes it a little harder to stop that right between the guards there.
You're going to have to play gap defense. You have to trust your other teammates to come out there, and if it goes outside, let them make that tackle.
Yeah, if you don't stay at home on this offense, you're going to have trouble.
Yep. Second and 5 from the 15-yard line of Mountain Home. Lake Hamilton looking to go in for an early score. They set it in motion. This time they do get it on the outside. Good job stringing it out. He's able to make a man miss on the outside. He's able to get down the corner. Going to be in. Touchdown, Lake Hamilton. 6-0 with 7:11 left in the first quarter.
And Chenoweth, you know, he kind of slapped his pads there. He knows he just sort of missed him there. He just sort of snuck right by him.
Yeah, they were been inside, and finally hit that outside man. Chenoweth was there. We did a good job by our end. I don't think it was Corin Morris out there that strung that play out. Maybe in Dover, maybe. Strung that play out, but just unable to make the tackle.
Yeah, Chenoweth don't miss that tackle very often, so you like to think if they come back to that, he's going to tattoo that boy.
So Lake Hamilton sets up for the extra point. Snap is out. The kick is up. The kick is good. 7:11 left here in the first quarter. Lake Hamilton leaves Mountain Home 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Now is a great time to get out and experience an outdoor adventure in the Arkansas Delta Byways region. From hiking to biking to water adventures, we've got them all. Bike, jog, or stroll across the Big River Crossing, the longest public pedestrian bridge across the Mississippi River. Do some fishing or kayaking on Lake Chico, the largest oxbow lake in North America. Explore the beginnings of Arkansas at Arkansas Post National Memorial. Visit deltabyways.com for more ideas.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
Your home for Mountain Home Bomber football. It's Classic Hits 101.7.
And as we come back here to Lake Hamilton, after they take a 7-0 lead on a 15-yard run, they kick off. It's a touchback. Mountain Home will start their second possession on the 20-yard line.
offense here, you know, just got to go to work. Got to get it done here. We've got to put some points on the board.
Can have some negative plays. That's what set us back that first drive.
Yeah, right? No penalties.
Mountain Home going to set their offense. First and 10 from the 20-yard line after the kickback. Kickoff. Touchback. Kay's going to go empty set. He's got trips to his right and twins to his left. He takes a snap. Going to be a quick pass. Hit Corwin Morris out in the flats. Corwin with a nice little inside curl for a 7-yard gain. Nice complete pass down to the 26-yard line, 27-yard line.
Morris, big 6'4", 210. Nice big target over there.
Yeah, getting some college looks is Morris. Mountain Home quick as we thought. Cade takes a snap. Inside handoff to patient Chris Hubbard. Chris drives his feet. Looks like we got some flags by two officials coming back here. After a 2-yard gain, going to bring up 3rd and 1. We'll see what the flags are about here. Whatever it was, they both saw it because they both threw the flag at the same spot.
Yeah, it came from two at the same time, so whatever it was.
Does the officials concur here of what's going to go on? And look, it's going to be personal foul face mask on Lake Hamilton. So they're going to give us 15 yards on the end of that play. Going to bring up a Mountain Home first down. They're going to spot the ball at the 44-yard line, in between the 43 and 44-yard line of Mountain Home.
Good little penalty swing there for Mountain Home.
Yeah, nice little chunk play yardage on some a penalty yard. 6:43 here in the first quarter. Cade's going to take the pass. Going to be a swing pass out to Hubbard. Hubbard's going to get a momentum. It looks like we're going to call holding right out here. There's probably a reason why that was open on the outside. Looks like they're going to get Carter Atkins for a hold at the 50-yard line. That will be a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. It's going to move the ball back to the 39. Mountain Home's going to start negative again.
Ooh. I was able to catch that on the replay, and I didn't see him grab hold of anything.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by ASC Warranty, celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans, a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. First down and 16. Mountain Home's going to get it from the 39-yard line. Cade's going to have twin receivers to his left, twin to his right. Now inside handoff to Hubbard. That is sniffed out well by Lake Hamilton. Hubbard's going to fight his feet to maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. I think they're going to give him forward progress to that. It's going to bring up second down and 16.
Able to fly. They're really flying around in the football there on the defensive side of the ball.
They're sniffing out the run. Able to have a little.
They're
little,
keying on Hubbard there.
They are. And Hubbard's going to be in the backfield. Twins to the left, twins to the right. Yates is going to take the snap. Going to be a quick pass. He's got Morris out in the flat. That hit right as the ball's coming, but it's going to be a 6-yard gain. Corwin's going to haul the ball in.
I think we're going to have a late hit on the quarterback there. It looks like they hit Yates a little late back there.
It looked like they got to Corwin a little bit early too, but they didn't call it. But Corwin, a big target, able to pull in the ball.
Yeah, you talked about Corwin having some offers thanks to our man Deacon over there sliding this through the glass. Bethany College, Mount Marty, Culver, and Lyon.
Awesome.
Got some former Bombers playing down at Lyon. I believe Lawson Stockton.
Yeah, Lawson Stockton's at Lyon College down there. Dylan Drury, I think, is down there playing some ball, maybe baseball too. It is indeed a late hit, personal foul on Lake Hamilton. Late hit on the quarterback. That's going to give Mountain Home a first down and move the ball into Lake Hamilton territory at the 42.
They're stacking that box, just sending a ton of pressure on Yates there.
Yeah, these quick passes are open. We're getting 5 to 6 yards every time. Let's see if Coach Ackland stays with that. You know, he talked about, are we going to try to get pressure with this spread, or are they going to try to play coverage? Right now, looks like Lake Hamilton's going pressure.
Definitely. Several men walked out. Typically when they do that, they don't have a lot of respect for the deep ball, but we know Cade can sling it. So
5:40 left here in the first quarter. We had a lot of stoppage of plays going on right here. I still don't know what we're doing. We've got everybody kind of stopping and looking around. Now the ref's going to put everything to play. Mountain Home's going to huddle up and take advantage of the time.
Now he's going to crank the clock.
That's right. 5:36 left in the quarter as Mountain Home is looking to answer the touchdown drive by Lake Hamilton. Cade's going to be in the shotgun. He's going to take the snap, fake the handoff this time to Hubbard. He's got a man deep. He's getting held. They're not going to call this. They're not.
Are you kidding me?
He was getting held all the way. It was a stop and go. Carter came out here, ran a little stop, and as he went to go, he got held. He got absolutely held, or he would have been wide open running down the field. No call here by the official, though.
More like a stop and can't go because the guy's latched onto the side of your shoulder. I mean, what are you supposed to do there?
And Kay threw it because he knew he was going to be open.
Yeah.
Regardless, incomplete pass from the 42 brings up 2nd and 10. Cade's going to take the snap. It's going to be a quick out. Going to be a wide receiver screen. We're going to get it to Jet. Jet's going to hit the inside, make a man miss. All of a sudden, they're going to snow him under down at the 35-yard line, 36-yard line of Lake Hamilton. Brings up a big third down and four. I think we're in four down territory right here, so you got two plays to get 4 yards if you're Mountain Home. Mountain Home quick on the ball. This is one thing we want to try to do is wear out this defense. Kay's going to take the pass. He's going to look. He's going to keep it. He has nobody in front of him. He's going to make a man, make the linebacker miss. Nice play by Cade. Little pump fake out on the outside. Dives forward down to the 31-yard line. They're going to give him the first down. Going to bring up first down Mountain Home as we continue this drive.
Great job by the senior there, just knowing where the sticks are and going and getting the first down.
Pump fake that linebacker, and linebacker bit, and then Cade was able to get inside of him. 4:44 left in the first quarter. He's going to flank Hubbard to his left side. Yates takes a snap. He's going to give it to Hubbard. Hubbard's going to get around the outside. He's going to keep his feet. He's going to run and get run out of bounds down at the 22-yard line of Lake Hamilton, 23-yard line of Lake Hamilton, just about 2 yards shy of the first down. Going to give Mountain Home time to get on the ball, and here we are quick again. Second down and three at the 23-yard line of Lake Hamilton.
And the longer that Cade will sell that fake there, Brad, the better that'll work out for him.
They'll start biting on Hubbard, and Cade will be able to keep it up the middle. Clock still rolling. Four should be. Oh, he ran out of bounds. Never mind. Going to be there's that fake we were just talking about. Faked it to Hubbard. Cade's going to keep it up the middle. Get a shoestring tackle, but not before he gets the first down, down to the 17-yard line of Lake Hamilton. This is exactly what the doctor ordered after Lake Hamilton scoring drive.
Coming back quick on the line.
We like this. Twins to the right, twins to the left, and Hubbard to the left of Yates. Yates takes the snap. He's going to look. He's going to throw it. Oh, he had Carter Atkins right there. Carter was kind of turned around. Carter looked inside. Cade threw the ball outside. That play was there. It looked like it was going to be open for a pretty marginal gain for the Bombers.
Yeah, well, he just twisted his hips to the wrong, just like you said, the wrong side.
Kind of looked like me twisting my hips coming down here. Right? We had a little jam session in the car on the way down here. Tobias never seen me move like that. Second down and 10 from the 17. Yates in the shotgun. Same formation we've been seeing. Twins to the left, twins to the right. Yates takes a snap. Going to be a pass. Oh, he didn't see the linebacker. It was actually a defensive lineman drop back. He was trying to hit Corwin Morris on a quick little slant. Number 66, nice play by Austin Williams, the senior. Dropped back as from that defensive end position and jumped up and got his hand on the ball.
Defense spends a lot of time celebrating. Be a backup on the ball for they're ready.
Yep. Going to bring down third down and 10 from the 17-yard line of Lake Hamilton. Mountain Home looking to try to score and answer the scoring job by Lake Hamilton down 7-0. Yates. Another tip ball at the line of scrimmage. He had a man open. Lake Hamilton is doing their job of getting their hands up. They're not able to get to Yates because he's getting it out quick, but they are getting their hands up and knocking the ball down.
Yeah, you try to teach your linemen there in those situations, you got to keep those hands down, and there's one way to do that, but I can't say it on air.
fourth down and 10, Mountain Home, and look like they're going to bring in Kelso Hott for the field goal right here. This is going to bring up, looks like it's going to be about a 30-yard field goal for Kelso. We saw him hit about a 35-yarder.
He's got a foot.
He does have a nice little foot on him. 34-yard field goal is what it's going to look like. Kelso's going to be behind the ball. Saw him in warm-ups. The snap is down. The snap, kick, the hold is down. The kick is up. The kick's got plenty of leg. Straight through the middle of the upright. That would have been good from 40. Kelso Hott with a 34-yard field goal to put Mountain Home on the board. 4 minutes left in the first quarter. 7-3 Lake Hamilton. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic is here to help you get back in the game. Board-certified orthopedic surgeon Dr. Wynn Moore and his staff provide compassionate care for athletes of all ages, integrating high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Dr. Moore will help you get back in the game. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Go Bombers!
College dreams come true at the University of Central Arkansas, especially now with the UCA commitment. This new program provides a debt-free pathway for tuition and fees for Arkansas students whose families earn $100,000 or less a year. And that impacts everything. It's fewer barriers and endless opportunities. Welcome to Bear Country. Learn more about the UCA commitment at uca.edu.
Mountain Home Bomber Football continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we're back here at Hot Springs, Arkansas. Lake Hamilton Wolves lead the Bombers 7-3 with 4 minutes left in the first quarter as Mountain Home was able to drive down the field and get a field goal. Mountain Home set to kick off here. Kelso get a boot on the ball, kicks it deep. Kind of an angle kick to the 20. Lake Hamilton's going to field it. This is that sophomore, number three. He gets it. Mountain Home is going to snow him under about the 32-yard line. That's where Lake Hamilton will set up shop on their third drive. They were one for one so far. First time we were able to keep them and get a three and out. This time, let's see if we can do the same.
Go back to work. Number three there. That's Darrell Owens again on the return. He's shifty, Brad.
He is. He's fast. He catches the ball at full speed, and he stays there. Hey, keep the comments coming. We did have the cockpit cam. Decon's got it going for us. I did get a couple texts from my son. There it is right there. Everybody give us a hey, what's up? I got beer. I got food in my beard. My son's telling me that. Yeah, we'll see about that. Oh, there's a false start right there. Should be. Yep. Mountain Home did a good job on the line shift. Going to set Lake Hamilton back. First and 15. They're going to start at the 28-yard line.
So tonight in the comments, I've got if you're watching on YouTube, you've got to actually subscribe to be able to make comments. So go ahead and subscribe to the channel and then make that comment. Let us know where you're watching from tonight.
Yeah, we'd love to see where you're watching from. I hear Austin Wilkie's watching back home. He just sent me a text. So it's Kurt Drury. Nice to have you guys watching us. First and 15, Blake Hamilton behind the sticks in their wing tee. They're going to hand the ball there and fade off. It's going to be a pass this time. Hurley's going to roll out. Eli Jones is going to put pressure on him. Going to be a dive kick. He's going to be picked off. Mountain Home is going to pick the ball off. It was a juggle for the ball. It popped up in the air. Mountain Home ball. Jacob Chenoweth, Johnny on the spot. Going to take the ball down into Lake Hamilton territory at the 31-yard line. Exactly what Mountain Home needed.
And the receiver there from Lake Hamilton looked like they caught the ball, rolled over, and Chenoweth just picked it up off his body and took off.
We got a conference here of the officials are seeing what's happening. The ball was never caught on the down. It was always being juggled. That way he can't be down by contact.
Yeah, he kind of catches it. It looks like he flips over on his body right here. He still has contact in the ball. And like I said, Chenoweth just picks it up and runs with it.
It never was caught. There should be no way that this should go against the Bombers. We're going to see what the White House has to say.
What they might say is he was down.
Personal foul on Lake Hamilton. Personal foul on Mountain Home. Offsetting penalties.
Oh, no.
Wait, there should be an interception in this. There might be a personal foul, but that should not negate the play.
He sure pointed that hand like it was going to be Lake Hamilton's
they
ball.
Did they say they're going to negate the play.
Oh.
Coach Airy is wanting an excuse of what happened. Regardless, they're going to keep Lake Hamilton with the ball. Second down and 15 from the Lake Hamilton 28-yard line. Hurley's going to be in the wing tee. He's going to take the snap. It's going to be the inside handoff to Barton again. Mountain Home going to miss him a couple times as the ref gets tangled up. Nice play there by the ref. That's about the third time Mountain Home's taking out refs. That's probably the one that threw the personal foul call. I might do the same thing. Third down. Should bring up third down and 7 from the 36.5-yard line.
Well, at least we know they're well stretched.
Yeah, that's right.
They can take a hit like that.
The box has two on the what should be third down. Oh, it was third. They replayed first down. So second down and 7 from the 36-yard line. Lake Hamilton.
Ooh.
Hard snap. Senior got Mountain Home jumping offside right there inside. Looks like Noah Greninger, number 52, jumped offside on the snap.
It's another thing that I really dislike about the wing tee is they sit there and they almost lull you to sleep. They get in that cadence, and it's easy to jump offside because you're trying to get back there and read those motion and find the football, and sometimes the snap count goes by the wayside.
3:06 left here in the first quarter. Going to bring up second down and 1 from the 42-yard line of Lake Hamilton as they're looking to get into Mountain Home territory. Hurley going to bring his offense to line. He's going to be in the wing tee again. Takes a snap. Inside handoff, Barton. They like something that they're seeing right there. Mountain Home starting to bottle it up a little bit. However, not after a 6-yard gain. First down, just shy of Mountain Home territory at the 47-yard line.
He's going back with that heavier tackle crew. Some bigger tackles there, the 6'2", 280. It's Aaron Martin again. Helping clog up the middle. Tonight's game brought to you by the Salvation Army. Shop Salvation Army Thrift Store, where you can make the real difference in the lives of your neighbors because all proceeds stay here in our community. The Salvation Army, hope where you need it most.
First down and 10, Lake Hamilton from their own 47-yard line as they look to approach midfield. There's a snap. It's going to be a busted play. Hurley's not going to know what to do. We are going to get a holding call, I assume, by the white hat throwing over here. It was kind of a busted play. He had nobody to hand the ball off to, and as he tried to roll outside, they're going to look like they're going to get Lake Hamilton for a holding call, which is going to set them back.
Big Aaron Martin again, man. He's making the tackle. I like that.
He is in there making some plays in there, and you know, they try to get some beef up front to try to clog up some of those holes to prevent that inside run, one scheme that Mountain Home is trying to do against Lake Hamilton. Lake Hamilton going to be pushed back to the 37-yard line, going to bring up first down and 20.
Got a comment here from somebody watching from Kansas City, Missouri. Says, go Chiefs. I know our buddy Brad Haworth will like
that. He would love that. Haworth is a huge Chiefs fan. Looking for a rebound after an opening night kind of disappointment. Little butterfingers through the hands.
Oh, don't remind us.
Lake Hamilton going to take the snap. It's going to be a handoff to Barton on the outside. He's going to get the yardage back that they had for the holding penalty. Right back to the 47-yard line of Lake Hamilton. Going to bring up second down and 10 from the 47.
Nice game brought to you by ASC Warranty. Celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans. A proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers.
Second down and 10 from the 47-yard line of Lake Hamilton. 1:44 left here in this first quarter. As Mountain Home looks to try to get a stop on Lake Hamilton on the third drive of the game. Lake Hamilton in the shotgun. We saw them start from this. Going to be kind of a reverse handoff on the inside. Looks like number 22 is going to get the carry after Barton got the ball in kind of reverse. 22 is going to get a first down. A little extracurricular activity as he moves the ball into Mountain Home territory to the 39-yard line of Mountain Home.
So they're just going to let him swing Chimney with that. I think that was a double handoff.
It was. They handed off to Barton going left, and he was able to pick it inside here to Coy Autry, the 5'10 sophomore. Autry pick his way down into the 39-yard line of Mountain Home. So Lake Hamilton in Mountain Home territory. They're back in this shotgun territory, not shotgun formation. Hurley's going to keep the ball. He's going to get around the outside. He's going to go into towards the Lake Hamilton sideline down to the 32-yard line. Going to mark him just shy of the first down. Going to bring up second down and 2 from the Mountain Home 32-yard line.
Nice game brought to you by the Ozarks team. The Ozarks team at Century 21 LEMAC is your Twin Lakes real estate experts. Looking to buy or sell? Give the dedicated, knowledgeable team at the Ozarks team a call today.
Hurley going to get into the huddle here as 1:06 left as the clock stop as he got out of bounds. 17 left on the play clock. Hurley back into the wing tee right here. Mountain Home's got a key on 44 on that inside handoff. It's a fake inside. Mountain Home is going to go out to number 3 here. Darian Owens. Owens gets a tackle, gets broken up, gets tackled down at the 20-yard line. They're going to call it 21-yard line. Going to be first down yardage. First down Lake Hamilton from the Mountain Home 21 as they are looking to go in and score.
Just keep finding a seam right there between the tackles, and they're exploiting it.
They have really exploited our inside run game against us this game so far. 52 seconds left here on the clock as Lake Hamilton snapping the ball first and 10 at the Mountain Home 21-yard line. Mountain Home needs a big stop right here to get the ball back. Hurley going to be in the shotgun. He's got receivers on both sides and Barton to his right. Take the snap, handoff. He's going to put it in the belly of Barton and hold it. Barton's going to get around the left side. He's going to make a man miss. He's going to get a block. He's going to get down to the 10-yard line, dive at first down yardage to the 9-yard line. Going to be first and goal at Mountain Home 9-yard line. Just kind of run left, run right now for Lake Hamilton, isn't it?
It is. We're not really used to having this much time between plays. I know. It's kind of nice. Tonight's game brought to you by FNBC. Busy small business owners need support and guidance they can trust, especially from an SBA loan process. Turn to FNBC for your local SBA preferred lender. FNBC, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lake Hamilton takes the handoff with about 2 seconds left on the clock. Gets hit. The ball pops loose, it looked like. Number 44, Barton, was able to step back on it. We are going to be the end of the first quarter. We are going to take a break. We will be back. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.